Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $5 a month. Or if you want, you can give me a one-off donation by going to my Ko-fi site, kofi.com/boomshaka. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about our extroverted sensing. Prasanatha, I think that's her name. Prasanatha Shinde. She's an INFJ from India, I believe. And she asked this question, you know, how do we improve our extroverted sensing? Because obviously we're crap at it, right? We suck at it, we're not good at it. It's our inferior function. If you don't know anything about functions, I've not done a video on this because I'm not an expert on it, and I do not believe that I can do justice to it in a video. But there's hundreds of videos out there about it, I'm sure, and hundreds of articles on it. So let's check out our functions as an INFJ. We have, obviously, everyone has 4 functions, but depends on what's your superior function. Obviously, for us, it's our introverted intuition. and what our inferior function is. And for us, it's extroverted sensing. We are not good at sensing. We're not, basically, for me, I look at it as, and I always kind of mold it into my own way of thinking, all of these things, all these complicated topics, whenever I can't really understand it in the way that the author describes it or the researcher or scientist describes it, I always kind of mold it into my own thinking. And so for me, it is basically this idea that I have that I spend all of my time, and INFJs in general, spend all of our time in our head. You know, we spend all of our time dealing with our intuition, our imagination, our creativity, all of it here. Yeah, this is our main spot. This is our good spot. This is our happy place. Yeah, which is great. You know, we have this place to escape to, which is awesome. We're lucky. Most people don't. But what happens, and I've said this so many times to you guys before, we forget that we exist as a physical body in this physical realm. Yeah, there are many dimensions on this in this universe, and there are many planets and many different realms, physical realms, energy realms, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of different places that you can escape to, right? If you believe in that stuff, I do. And I believe that this is not just the only dimension that we exist in. There's other dimensions as well, and you can access it if you have, you know, if you work on it, etc. But as an INFJ, we forget that, unfortunately or fortunately, whatever the case might be, we are also in this physical realm. Yeah? And as an INFJ, because perhaps we don't like the physical realm that we're in, we don't like this world that we're in, we don't like what's going on in the world, we don't like the people that we're hanging out with, or our lives aren't ideal, we want to escape from the physical realm as much as possible. We want to spend all of our time in our imaginary worlds. Yeah? We don't want to spend any time in the physical realm. But you still have this physical body that needs to be taken care of, right? Unfortunately, as I said before, we forget to eat because we spend way too much time in our imagination. We forget to drink water. We get dehydrated very easily. We burn out very easily. We forget to sleep. We have insomnia a lot. But we're kind of like in our heads, and our minds won't stop speaking to us or thinking, and won't stop analyzing something, and we just are not able to go to sleep. All of those are physical needs that are not taken care of because of the fact that we spend our time in our heads and not in the physical world. So what are some ways to bring yourself back to connection with your physical body? And I've done videos on this in the past about mind-body connection, and that's the basic essence of it. What we're trying to do as an INFJ as we get older is to build our mind-body connection. This connection that we have between our mind and bodies, when we're a younger INFJ and immature and unhealthy, there is very little connection there. I'm basically non-existent. When I was younger, I did not know, I did not feel my body at all. You know, I'd hurt myself. I would have a huge bruise on my leg, and I would have no idea where it came from because I was completely unaware, and I was not cognizant of the fact that I had this physical body that was also attached to my head. Yeah, I spent way too much time in my mind and in my imagination. Yeah, I had no idea that the physical body existed. One of the main ways I switched that around and I turned that around was through yoga. Now, a lot of you guys are obviously thinking, oh man, like yoga, literally, seriously? But it literally is any kind of exercise, any kind of physical body exercise. Dancing, of course, is a big one. A lot of INFJs love to dance in their living room. I love to do that too. Just put on some music and move and sway and feel your body. Feel the way your quadriceps move. Feel the way your back moves when you move. Feel the way your triceps or biceps or your shoulders or collarbone. Just feel your entire body. Just like feel your body in space. And that will really help you connect with your body further. It is your body that's allowing you to be in this world right now, right? I mean, it is a great tool. It's a beautiful tool. It's a spiritual tool. It's an important tool that we forget to use. You know, we just think of it as a nuisance. We think of it as an annoyance, yeah? We're like, oh my God, I gotta feed myself again? What the hell? I mean, come on. I just fed myself 4 hours ago. What is up with this, right? If we think of it as an annoyance, we're like, why? Why do I have to sleep again? I just slept yesterday. I slept for 8 hours. Why do I have to sleep again? So we always think of it as an annoyance, but actually it is a tool and it can actually help us reach higher realms, and it can make our imagination better. It can make our lives better if we just treat it properly and we live in the real world, right? We spend all of our time on imaginary worlds and we lose our extroverted sensing because of that. Right? Sensors spend a lot of time in the real world. That's the reason why sensors change the real world in a lot of ways as well, because they're not spending all their time in their imagination. Yeah, they're spending time in the real world. So yoga was a big one for me, but obviously any kind of movement, any kind of physical body movement, right? Dancing, yoga, Tai Chi is really good for that. Qigong is amazing as well. What else can I say? Biking, going on a mountain bike ride, going for a walk in nature. Oh my God, that's the best one, really. Like doing anything in nature is awesome. Physically moving your body, hiking, anything that allows you to be in your body. So what happens when we do this kind of stuff? All of a sudden, we stop spending all of our time in our imagination. Yeah, we stop in our being in our heads, and all of a sudden, we realize miraculously that we have this body. Oh my God, I have these fingers that move. It's like we're a baby again, and we're just rediscovering our bodies. You know, oh my God, I have this neck that controls my head. Oh my God, I have this back that I can move from side to side. You know, so it just all of a sudden, we realize we have all of these things, these body parts attached to our head, and our head is not the only important thing here. Yeah. So as soon as you're able to do that, you will be able to improve your extroverted sensing. And I'm not saying that you'll be able to improve it just like once. You can't just do yoga once and be like, all right, cool, I'm done. It literally is a weekly or a daily thing. I do yoga, I think, 3 times a week. I've been doing yoga for 3 times a week, or I would say for years now, and years, like 12 years at least, okay? And that's how my sensing is at the level that it is, all right? So it took me a long time to get here. Now, I'm not saying that it took me that long time to get it completely. I think as soon as I started feeling the effects of it. But I think I would say if you do it for like 4 to 5 weeks, you'll start noticing that your extroverted sensing will start improving rapidly, very, very rapidly. And because it's so non-existent for us, that even a little bit of improvement will feel like a big improvement for you guys. So I do recommend that any kind of physical body movement is obviously great. For me, having pets around me or animals around me, plants, anything, any other living being. Obviously, human beings are perfect, but it's harder with having humans around. So pets, you know, cats for me are great. Whenever I have a cat around, I'm always petting her and she's purring. And having that physical sensation, having that physical being around me, having to take care of them or just being around them, it really pulls me out of my head and into the physical realm. Yeah, because all of a sudden, I have to take care of this other being. I have to be around them. I have to take care of them. I said that twice. Because it's so important. Because we can forget to take care of ourselves as a 9FJ very easily. But we will never forget to take care of a pet. It will never happen. I will never, as a 9FJ, forget to take care of another human being, especially another being who is under my care. Yeah, especially that's the reason if we have children, we will forget ourselves, but we will take care of our kids. Yeah. So having a pet really helps you bring you into this real world. Walking barefoot in nature is, again, a big one. Walking in nature in general. Going for a walk in nature is one of those ultimate things. It will really pull you out of here and into your physical body and into the physical world. Not only just into your body, but you're going to notice birds all around you and chirping and the breeze and the leaves rustling and all these random little insects and crickets and things like that. And all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, I'm in this physical world right now, right? All of a sudden, you're going to be pulled out of your head and into the physical realm. And that's definitely going to improve your extroverted sensing. Now, as I said, it's not just a one-off thing. You can't just do it once and be like, all right, cool, I'm done for the rest of my life. Unfortunately, I wish it was like that. That would be great. But it's a daily or weekly process. Go for a weekly hike in nature. Right? That will help you. You have to go and do it every day or every week, yeah? So maybe dance for 5 minutes a day every morning or go for a walk every day. Instead of taking the car to the nearby convenience store, go for a walk or spend time with your pets or spend time with other people's pets. You know, I used to, and this is weird, but in Toronto, I used to go to a dog park near me. Yeah, I didn't have a dog myself, but I would go to a dog park and I would just hang out with the dogs there. Yeah, they loved it. You know, they just loved the attention. And then the owners loved it because I was playing with them. They didn't have to. And it was fine. I was in the creep. And it was okay. I wasn't doing anything weird to them. I just wanted to play with them. You know, I just wanted to be around dogs. It was so much fun. And so, of course, I'm not recommending you do that. You can if you wish. But, you know, just being around, I had a lot of friends with pets. So, you know, I'd pet sit for them or things like that. Just being around them is just a good idea. All right. Obviously, if you have children, that's a great thing as well. You know, spend time with your kids without any technology around, without your phones, without your iPads, etc. Go for a walk, go to a Christmas market or whatever it might be. You know, go outside, be in the physical world instead of being in your head. I hope this helped, Prasanatha. I hope that I was able to explain myself to you. It's very easy, actually, to do it. You just have to make it a part of your routine, make it a part of your life, and consciously do it. You know, consciously be like, all right, I'm going to focus on improving my extroverted sensing today for half an hour. Again, if you guys have any questions about it, please comment below and I will do a follow-up video on this. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, if you like this video or any other videos, you can go to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.